I've ruled out uni because I want to live at home.
I've ruled out uni because I want to earn money.
I've ruled out uni because of my grades.
Study with the Open University and there's no need to rule out anything. With our respected degrees, you can learn from home and work alongside study. We're open to all. Plus, you'll have the support of expert tutors. So rethink your future with the degree you didn't think was possible. The Open University. The future is open.
Hello, welcome to another snack size edition of Entrepreneur Magazine's podcast, How Success Happens, where every week we're giving you a morsel of meaningful leadership advice, a taste of terrific productivity tips, and other alliterative things that I can't think of right now. So this week, I dug back to an interview I did with actor and philanthropist Patrick Warburton. You probably know him as Putty from Seinfeld, or maybe you know him as the voice of Joe Swanson on Family Guy, or the jerky Ken in B-Movie. Maybe you remember his hilarious and tragically short-lived series, The Tick. Point is, however you remember him, you know he is quite hilarious. So having said that, I spoke with Patrick just as a documentary he executive produced premiered at the New York Film Festival. Called Suburban Fury, it tells a story of Sarah Jane Moore, who in 1974 tried and failed to assassinate President Gerald Ford. So not exactly the kind of comedic fare we normally associate Patrick with, but I think that's a good lesson because we have to remember none of us are just one thing. Like me, for example, you may think of me as this podcasting god, but I'm great at a lot of different things. So, Patrick, besides acting and producing, Patrick is also great at helping other people. And that's a theme that I'm starting to see a lot in a lot of successful people. They recognize that no matter how much hard work they put into getting to where they are, there's also a little bit of luck involved, and they want to share that good fortune. And at the time that I spoke with Patrick, his celebrity golf tournament, which he's run for over a decade, has raised over $26 million for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is just incredible. Now, as I mentioned, he's got this crazy comedy resume. Look at his IMDb. It goes on and on and on. And I asked him what he's learned about leadership and about creativity from working with greats like Jerry Seinfeld, Seth MacFarlane, and Barry Sonnenfeld.
Well, we can start with Jerry. I worked on a show that I won't name years ago where the lead of the show was a bit insecure. I had writers come up to me unsolicited saying, we would love to write for you, but so-and-so won't have it because they were insecure.
Right.
Now you take a Jerry Seinfeld, brings on a Michael Richards, who is going to steal every scene that he is in. Right. But Jerry was ego formed well enough, and he was a creator. His interest was the show, the entire show. What makes this show better?
You know,
he wasn't afeard of being shown up by this actor who is as big as a circus clown, but made everything so real. Just a genius, in my opinion, the greatest comedic character creations in the history of sitcoms. I can't think of another one that I enjoyed watching more.
Right.
That hipster doofus was Kramer, you know?
Selflessness, sacrificing your own glory for the greater good. Well done, Mr. Seinfeld. So Patrick was also pretty candid in our conversation about the highs and lows of being an actor, which honestly seems to mimic a lot of the highs and lows we hear so much about in entrepreneurship. So I asked him as a parting shot to give us his advice to anyone out there who is starting out or kicking off their second, third, fourth, fifth new venture.
Well, it's the long game. It's the journey. It's the day. I have two sons who are, in the industry, and they seem to both be doing very well. I know that they have so much charisma and talent and humor, but I told them, I can go, listen, you don't ever, ever put happiness off until success or wealth, because those two things, first off, do not bring happiness, as we've seen over and over again. Sounds cliche, but all any of us have is the journey and the day. And that's what you have to live in. So in regards to going into this industry, yes, you have to have tenacity. You've got to just, you got to be able to weather the rejection. But at the same time, always take a step or two forward, doing something creatively or doing plays. I did some theater in town in the early days, and these were dingy little 99-seat waiver theaters. I did a show in the attic, which had no air conditioning. I had to wear a full suit, and it was in August in Hollywood, where I would get off stage after the first act in a drenched suit, you know. And they talk about never let them see you sweat on stage. They go, this is ridiculous. I'm literally on stage. It just dripping wet like I just got out of the ocean. But these were great experiences. I learned a lot doing theater. Theater is still the purest form. You're on stage. Yeah. There's no do-overs. You got to get from the beginning of that story to the end of that story one way or another. Whether you go up or this or that, you got to move through it. And that's it. And so that kind of commitment in theater, it lends itself to almost anything else you do in the business. Yeah.
My God, that voice is gold. Thanks, Patrick Warburton. All right, snack time is over. If you dug this, please subscribe to our show, How Success Happens, and you'll get an earful of inspo twice a week. And if you want more of me in your life, be sure to check out my Substack, This Should Be Fun. Now, if you got a thought, question, or comment, please send it my way at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. You write in, I will read it on the air. So do it. All right, enough from me. We'll see you next time.
Hello, podcast fans. I'm Bradley Simpson. When I think about the stories that stayed with me, one that immediately comes to mind is Ratatouille. A talented rat who just wants to cook, and honestly, I was glued to my screen straight away. And now, I'm hooked on FX's The Bear on Disney+. I love everything about it. I love the styling, the tension, the drama. It's the best thing I've watched in ages. Only the greatest stories stay with you for a lifetime, and honestly, it's true. So, what will be your next great story on Disney+?
Copyright 2025 Disney and its related entities. 18+, subscription required.